Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June 30th, 2025. I'm Mike Moen. This weekend saw plenty of debate and activity in the U.S. Senate regarding the budget reconciliation bill prioritized by the White House. Also known as the Big Beautiful Bill Act, the proposed measure outlines long-term spending cuts and changes to programs like Medicaid to offset tax cut extensions. While Senate Republicans were pushing for final passage early this week, opponents kept up their calls for lawmakers to reconsider, arguing the proposed cuts to health coverage aid and food assistance go too far. And there's worry about the impact on incentives for wind and solar energy adoption, along with credits for buying electric vehicles. Danielle Smith reports on local opposition out of Pennsylvania.
Sarah DeGrundle with the City of Bethlehem is urging Pennsylvania lawmakers to oppose any efforts to eliminate the EV and charging tax credits and vital EV manufacturing investments.
Bethlehem has committed to reducing our overall transportation emissions by 30% by 2030, with an overall goal reduction of emissions by 33% by 2025 and 60% by 2030. This is a journey to Route Zero, and it is one we are pursuing with a purpose.
The federal EV tax credit is worth up to $7,500 and is currently available through 2033. In Congress, senators are divided over whether to keep the Biden-era tax credits. I'm Danielle Smith.
And even though some Republican lawmakers have expressed uneasiness about certain provisions in the budget bill, they, along with the White House, tout the benefits of extending and expanding income tax cuts passed during President Donald Trump's first term. On Sunday, the Congressional Budget Office said the Senate version would increase the federal deficit by nearly $3 trillion over the next decade. If passed, it would go back to the House for another vote there. The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling limiting federal injunctions against President Donald Trump's birthright citizenship order has sparked fierce backlash in Florida, with advocates warning it could create stateless children and fragment constitutional rights. Renato Bozzero with the Florida Immigrant Coalition called the decision outrageous.
It's creating chaos. It's creating fear and confusion. Can you imagine what it is for a family that is now on the verge of welcoming a child that may be a child stateless because of the state that child is born?
Supporters, including Attorney General Pam Bondi, celebrated Friday's decision as a victory for state authority, insisting the ruling reins in judicial overreach. Bondi called it a restoration of states' rights and claimed the order would deter unauthorized immigration. Governor Ron DeSantis has pledged to implement the policy swiftly, although legal experts note the 14th Amendment citizenship guarantee remains intact. This is PNS. Russia launched its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine over the weekend, that according to a Ukrainian official. Associated Press reports it's part of an escalating bombing campaign that has further dashed hopes for a breakthrough in efforts to end the three-year-old war. The attack targeted several regions, including western Ukraine, far from the front line. Turning to the latest research on a group of high-profile toxins, a majority of tested waterways in the U.S. were found to contain elevated levels of PFAS or forever chemicals, according to a new report. Catherine Carley has the story.
Nonprofit Waterkeeper Alliance, who produced the report, says PFAS chemicals were also found at 95% of sites downstream from wastewater treatment plants and 80% of sites downstream from land fertilized with sewage sludge. CEO Mark Yagi says pollution levels exceeded federal safety standards in many cases.
These wastewater treatment plants are not designed to remove PFAS, and they face significant challenges managing this pollution.
Yagi says the tools to address the PFAS crisis exist, but political will is lacking. The Trump administration abruptly reinstated federal grants to study the impacts of PFAS contamination in Maine earlier this month, despite a previous move to cancel dozens of grants. I'm Catherine Carley.
Because of drought and failing infrastructure, the state of Texas could run out of water by 2030. That message from the Texas Water Development Board. But two new pieces of legislation are on the books that are designed to address the state's water shortage. Senate Bill 7 and House Joint Resolution 7 would allocate $20 billion for infrastructure improvements and new projects. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says he's been trying to get lawmakers to address the state's water crisis for a decade now.
We completely lost our sugarcane industry because no water. We've brought it to light that Mexico is not paying their water bill with our treaty on the Rio Grande, so that was brought to light. We've got a drought over half the state of Texas.
An increase in population has also contributed to the state's water woes. Joint Resolution 7 would authorize the state to use $1 million a year from sales tax revenue for the water projects. The resolution must be approved by voters in November. Minnesota teens are using their summer break to set aside added stress and anxiety they deal with during school. And as that age group gets more attention for its mental health needs, parents of younger kids are urged not to miss warning signs. The Minnesota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics hosted a discussion on the topic. Child psychiatrist Dr. Helen Egger says key data is consistent with other age groups.
The rate of impairing mental health disorders in preschool children, here we're talking about children 2 to 5, is actually the same as the rate in older children and adults.
Egger says pediatricians and parents need to be mindful of things like excessive tantrums or trouble eating and sleeping. This is Mike Moen for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.